one in my office.
I'll give you four, whatever. Three, four.
I'll pass them out to the other people working on the project.
Now, he had, the first thing they had, you know, they told me what they were gonna interview me for.
Mm-hmm.
And got there and say, oh, well, you know we changed the subject. I said, no, I don't. He said, well, can you still go? I said, I forgot what it was. So I went having to think about what happened on this thing when the pants factory burned.
Right.
And the people in the city.
Elwin's in the Rotary Club with Lynn and
oh,
Jim.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lynn was involved in the interview with Mr. Yeah. This morning. He brought him. Is this the Pants Factory Records?
Wow.
Well, yeah. Well, it's Industrial Realty Company. You had a company for the building. That's the way you used to do it. I never did get into it, but except to do that. But the thing of it was, the people didn't go to the government. Mm-hmm. They didn't go down to the state or to the federal government. They didn't.
Wow.
Was this a ledger?
They got together here and got the money together and built it back. And they were paid off. And I've got the slips where they were paid off.
And these are the journals for 1901.
This is the Roswell Bank. It started in 1901, survived the Depression, and about 70 something. First Union.
First Union, by doubt. But you know my visitor center where you've been.
Mm-hmm.
That was built for the Roswell Bank in 1950, wasn't it?
50 or 51.
Yeah, somewhere right around.
Prior
there.
Prior to that, was where the public house is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's a little cutout in the room there.
That's right. That's
but,
right.
But it survived all of this, and. If you want to get a tear in your eye, I've got a thing I can show you.
Wow.
Where a guy that couldn't pay the bank on a note, and I guess the note was probably $10 a fine.
Well, Barry, every time Barry comes in my visitor center, he gets real nostalgic because he said when he cut his first record, that's where he took out his first loan.
Oh, really? Wow.
So every time I ask him to come entertain for me at the visitor center, he starts getting nostalgic about the bank being in that building.
Well, you know, people don't know.
Elwin, you are in perfect hands. I'm going to leave it to y'all.
1930 was the great, the year of the Great Depression.
You.
Well, 30. Thank you. Well, 28 or 29, you had the stock market to fall. I was born in 23, so I didn't know anything about it. But people that had to live through that as adults, they had it bad. Mm-hmm. So this guy lived at Ball Ground, Georgia, which is still in existence, November the 12th, 1934. And he just says Roswell Bank, and of course he didn't have a degree in handwriting or anything else. He says, in regard to that note, I am sorry I can't pay.
Mm.
I have not got a dollar in this world, nor got anything in this world, and am not able to work a day and day to save my life. I'm just, this is his of course, reading from him.
Mm.
The government and my son-in-law are keeping me up.
Yours truly,
R.L. Now that was sent to the Roswell Bank.
Wow.
And it almost makes you cry that when you think the people up at Enron stole millions and millions of dollars and didn't even blink an eye.